Female police officers have made gains in numbers and respect since entering policing in larger numbers in the 1980s. Illinois State University Criminal Justice Sciences Professor Dr. Carla Raby-Hemp's new book addresses that. It's titled Thriving in an All-Boys Club, Female Police and Their Fight for Equality. Raby-Hemp says despite slightly declining numbers in this decade, female police officers are doing better. She tells GLT's John Norton the idea for the book came from a police lieutenant with 25 years' experience in a New Jersey police agency.
She had entered policing in 1981, so really early in the U.S. She was the fifth woman that was ever hired in her agency, so she wasn't the first. And I asked her, has anything impeded you or slowed you down in your progression, which was hard to believe at the high rank of a lieutenant, right? That's a really high rank within policing. And she said this to me, and it really stuck with me. She said, I think one of the things that's impeded me or slowed me down is that police work is still a little bit of a boys' club, and I'm not a boy. So that quote really resonated with me, and I was curious if other women who policed had similar experiences. She'd had a 25-year decorated career, but she still felt like she was an insider or an outsider looking into the police culture.
And this was just, what, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago when she made that comment?
I interviewed her about 10 years ago in 2007, and she was one of the very first women that I interviewed, and after that, I decided I wanted to capture the stories of women that had entered policing in the 80s, the 90s, and 2000s, because we would expect some differences from the first in the 1980s to women today that are entering police ranks.
Can you talk about some of those obstacles they met? And sometimes it was just outright discrimination where a police chief said there wasn't going to be any women in my department, to at the academy even where there were obstacles, as you mentioned, that they weren't even ready for it to have female officers there. The uniforms, the locker rooms, and even basic things like that, right?
There were real challenges. One woman told me the story that there were no places in her facility for her to change her clothes. And so she brought this to the attention of her administrator. And so they opened a room, but you had to walk through the male locker room to get to the place where she could change her clothes. Oh. Clearly, there were just agencies that were caught off guard and unprepared. There were others, of course, that quickly got up to par.
Dr. Carla Raby-Hemp is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. She's an associate professor of criminal justice sciences at Illinois State University, and she's just written a new book, Thriving in an All-Boys Club, Female Police and Their Fight for Equality. What have women done? How have they changed policing in America?
That's a great question. In addition to the things we talked about earlier, and that women have peaceful interactions with citizens, they are less likely to be named in citizen complaints. They're less likely to be named in lawsuits. They save their agencies and taxpayers millions of dollars. They're more likely to take reports of domestic violence and sexual assault seriously, preventing future attacks for victims. They also, in addition to those positive benefits that they bring to their communities that they police in, there's also growing evidence that women destabilize this sort of male culture, that male-dominated culture that lives within policing. What this happens to do, through a fairly convoluted process, is it essentially breaks down organizations. It makes them more open to reform and more open to change. These are really important facts right now as we look to increasing police-community relationships in the midst of what I would be comfortable calling this legitimacy crisis right now in policing.
So along the same lines is, how have men over the decades, and I suppose today, how do they accept women as, okay, maybe they've got some good ideas, maybe how they police is something maybe I should adopt or at least incorporate in some respects?
Yeah, I think the truth is the agencies that have employed women for a significant period of time now are much more open to the contributions of women within organizations. And one female officer that I interviewed mentioned that this generation and the former generation have had mothers in the workplace. They're much more open to this idea of dual parenthood. And so they've had experiences that make them much more open to women as professionals in the workplace that we didn't see in the 70s and the 80s. But I will say that I was surprised to find many of the women that I interviewed that entered policing in the 2000s were still facing overt discrimination and harassment, especially in agencies that didn't have experience in hiring women. There are women today that are still the first ever woman hired in their police agency. And that's sort of of an uphill battle. And to listen to their stories in the 2000s, experiences that many women had in the 1980s and have those similarities was concerning. And so I think that we have a lot more work to be done in hiring women and acknowledging the benefits that they bring to the workplace.
Illinois State University Criminal Justice Sciences Professor Dr. Kara Raby Hemp's new book is titled Thriving in an All-Boys Club, Female Police and Their Fight for Equality. She spoke with GLT's John Norton. For Sound Ideas, I'm Mike McCurdy.